శాంతి. ఓం శాంతి, ఓం శాంతి. దిస్ ఇస్ అన్ ఎక్సర్సైజ్. వెన్ దాదీజీ కమ్, దెన్ యూ కెన్ సే ఓం శాంతి ఫిల్డ్ విత్ లైట్ అండ్ మైట్, విత్ లైట్నెస్. హౌ టు బికమ్ లైట్ హౌస్ అండ్ మైట్ హౌస్? ఇస్ దేర్ ఎనీ ఫర్దర్ నీడ్ టు స్పీక్ అబౌట్ ఆఫ్టర్ వట్ బాబా హ్యాస్ టోల్డ్ అస్ దిస్ మార్నింగ్? దర్ వాజ్ అ క్వశ్చన్ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ ఇన్ గ్యాన్ సరోవర్, how to become light house and might house. Baba has explained the signs of the light house and might, those who are light houses and might houses. I think I am supposed to speak in English because Hindi people might not understand. Somewhere translation nearby they can get. Louder? I should speak louder? Now please, those who are translating, if they should speak a little bit louder. Then the other languages need to increase the volumes a little bit. How to develop the power? Yeah. So what we give to the souls? The lighthouses, might houses are donors, great donors, bestower of blessings. And so before that, first it is it's a checking. Am I really a lighthouse? Have I become a lighthouse? Am I really so connected with the ocean? Because lighthouse means deep rooted, unshakable. It is, the rock should be unshakable. No matter how many waves of the oceans are there, the lighthouse signifies the foundation has to be very strong. So we need to check, is my stage like a rock? No matter whatever situations are, am I able to keep myself safe? Few days ago Baba spoke in the Murli that when there is winter, you have the means to protect yourself against cold. When it is a heat, you have the means to change the atmosphere. Just like you can protect yourself against the outer influence of matter, can you protect yourself against the upheaval that is actually created in your own mind? Like a waves in the ocean are also hitting against the rock. But then the lighthouse is upstanding, showing the path to the passing ships. And it is not only showing the path, the giving the signal, those who are passing through, but it is also warning, giving a warning, don't come in this way. there is danger. And so are we ignited inside, internally? Is the light is lit? Am I connected with the generator? So that I am stable, constant, unshakable, like a Mahavir Angad. In Sakar Murli's, Baba speaks about the story of Angad and Hanuman. Angad was one of the messenger of Rama's army, a brave soul, who went to give message to Sita, as Sita was in the jail of Ravan. He went to give the happy message to Sita that here is Rama and it's time for you for liberation, and also to give the message to Ravana that now your days of kingdom are going to an end because the Almighty is present here and your might, your power is actually, it's finished, it's no more there anymore, it cannot, there's no more power left in you. Be aware that you are empty. And the story is that Raman did not acknowledge this, that yes it is. He says, oh, I am still mighty. So time to time, negative forces challenge us. It is, what is it? Raman is not anybody else, anything else. It is the negative tendencies, our weaknesses, our vices, our mistakes, our carelessness, our laziness. This is the family of Raman. Like today Baba said, carelessness and laziness, which is Kumbhakarna, sleeping in the sleep of ignorance. This is the family of Ravana, and that is existing, it still sometime comes with full force. But other aspect of our own personality, the original power within our own selves, we need to focus light on it. Our most of the time, our light is what we don't have. And it is visible to all. But now we need to become lighthouse to ignite our inner power, to become aware of our inner strength that Baba has given us. What Baba has given us already has made us knowledgeful, is making us powerful, is making us essenceful, and making us blissful. And so Angad then challenged Arjuna and Raman that you don't believe power of God, the Almighty? Just test me and you will know what is the power of the Almighty. So Baba is saying that through your might the Almighty is revealed. And so the story of this Angad is that he put his foot on the ground and all the Ravana's army came one by one to shake his foot. But nobody could move it. It was just like the nails are, it is somewhere, so grounded. So it is means, Baba called it Mahavir. So then his every sense organs was blissful of remaining unshakable. That's called Angad Mahavir. So blissful stage is result of unshakable stage. Blissful stage is a result of being successful or being full in everything, knowledgeful, peaceful, loveful, powerful, full in every aspect, in all virtues. So where there is fullness, it's power, isn't it? Emptiness has no power. A pitcher is full, doesn't shake. A water, for example, is in the pitcher. If it is half empty, a lot will come out. It will become more empty. But when it is full, it doesn't shake. So this is also, it's a question of being the light, lighthouse being full, but the secret is, I need to have the balance of being empty. Full in godly power, and making myself free and empty from the power of body consciousness or the vices I had before. Because that power was power of waste. It was weight of waste. It was also power which was wasting my energy. And this is why in every Murli of this season and also from the last Murlis, Baba is saying, even today he said, that check that you are full. We are not wasting. We can save only. We can become master almighty if we have stored that energy. We have become a house of that power. And that's possible only by checking. I'm not wasting my energy. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my thoughts. So every thought, every second, when it is powerful, automatically this power dispels the darkness. It means that I am it's making myself full and at the same time making myself free. Means empty from the negative forces. When we are negative, we are wasting a lot of time and energy. We take negativity from others, we give negativity to others. That fullness is making us heavy, not mighty. It's making us weak, not powerful. And so it's a light house becomes, we become only when we learn to remain light, means when we bring lightness in ourselves. Lightness then enables us to see the inner light, and in that light we are able to see the virtues of others. Lighthouse means the one who is able to lighthouse and mighthouse, which is able to give the donation of powers and virtues to others, is able to give cooperation to others. And Baba says you can give them only when you have. So where do we get this all powers, all virtues? Simple answer is, we get from Baba. But then why it does not stay with us? We get it from Baba, and yet we remain weak. So all virtuous means, as Baba said, the praise of Shri Krishna is all virtuous, completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees complete, today's Murli. So all virtues means, in order to give virtues to all, first I should learn to pick up virtues from all. This is the secret. If my nature has become a holy swan, that I am able to see virtue in everyone, appreciate virtue of everyone, value of everyone, this is where we lack time to time. We appreciate virtues, but we don't take that virtue for ourselves. That is also, sometimes you see, you can appreciate, but then when it is really the respect of that virtue, with virtue for that person is developed, and love is developed, that virtue becomes our own. When love and respect, not only for the virtue, but love and respect the one who has virtue, then that virtue becomes our virtue. Just like when we see weakness in another person, and then seeing that weakness, we speak about that weakness, and we take that weakness as it has hurt you, it has hurt me, that weakness becomes my weakness, jealousy becomes jealousy, hatred becomes hatred, antagonism becomes antagonism, anger of other person becomes our anger. It's a mechanism, it's a system, automatic of a method in a way how virtues and vices are stored in it, as virtues are stored in us, in the same vices are stored in us. We become forceful when we have vices, we become powerful when we have virtues. Ravana is also mighty, powerful, forceful. And Baba is the almighty authority, has all powers. But there's difference between the powers. No? And so when we take more virtues from everyone, so all virtues might we get from God, which is to destroy our weaknesses. Might, Almighty's might is to destroy our past wrong actions, impure tendencies. But virtues, because Baba said, donate the virtues and powers. Virtues we get from everyone, and if we are careless in this, and not active to bring that virtue in action, we don't become might house. Instead of then lighthouse, we become heavy because we not take the virtues, we take the vice. We take the weakness. And double light makes us lighthouse. I, the soul, am light. And with lightness, we are able to inculcate Baba's qualities. So if I have become heavy with the weakness of others, but that heaviness is making me not light, that heaviness is making me weak. And so this weakness is blocking me to have yoga with Baba. So there I need to use the knowledge. In this aspect where weakness of others, I know I am knowledgeful, but I don't have the full knowledge of application of the knowledge. Means, I have to apply the knowledge. How that I should become detached from the weakness of others and not make myself heavy. This heaviness would not allow me to become light, to be uplifted to Baba, and would not allow me to connect myself with God, because I am, when I have light of understanding of weakness, I have experience of the weakness of others, and that is constantly moving in my head, in my heart, in my feeling, in my attitude, in my vision, in my behavior. What is happening? It's blocking me, because I am not then having yoga with Baba, though I am knowledgeful. I am knowledgeful, but I am not a yogi. Yoga, the subject of yoga, makes me powerful. But I need to check, am I really having yoga? Throughout the day, with whom I have yoga? For example, yesterday I had a conflict with someone, argument with someone, or hurt feeling. I hurted someone, somebody hurted me. Now at Amrit Vela, who came first in my mind? Who? Baba or that person? With whom did I have yoga? Though I am remembering Baba, but how I am remembering? With heaviness. So in the whole night, what was processing in my head? What was going? What was subconscious? How my subconscious mind was working? This is why Baba says, before you go to bed, make your mind empty. Make yourself light. Give it to Baba. So then I can become lighthouse only when I follow the law of spirituality by making myself empty. I cannot become full unless I have learned this checking, and I remove that and make myself empty. Then I can fill myself. Otherwise, though I have faith in Baba, I have so much love for Baba, I have appreciation of wonderful Murli that Baba has given me, I can play the whole day with jewels of knowledge. But in my subconscious mind, in my chit, in my attitude, that poison is still there. Not Amrit Vela, Baba is giving me nectar, Amrit. But my vessel is not clean, house is not clean, where I actually keep. House means where this power is kept, the place. So if there is a dirty glass, and I put clean juice in it, or nectar in it. Nectar is sweet. Water is clean. Milk is fresh. Is it full? Would it be called clean then? It was clean. But glass is not clean. So there is no power. Though it is, the nectar is powerful, it's not powerful anymore. It's not healthy anymore. So it means not curing me. Though Baba is giving me might, there's this perfection means Baba's, the Almighty means pure. And so this is why it's a checking and change my attitude. And that change is like a making myself free, making myself empty, then I can make myself full. Knowledge full. Love full. This, then yoga becomes power. Otherwise, yoga becomes also prayer. It is not power, it's better, it's conversation. Okay, not prayer, it can be conversation. Then yoga, I having a spiritual conversation with Baba. So which spiritual conversation at that time is keeping me detached from whatever had happened yesterday, but not filled me with power. And so this is why he says, knowledge is a subject. Baba is knowledgeful first. The ocean of knowledge or the sun of knowledge. Means it is the depth is also in it. Joy is filled in it. But at the same time, it's the sun of knowledge is the light and the power to destroy the dirt, to finish the germs which are making me sick. I can donate the virtues only when I am virtuous to all, otherwise it will be discrimination again. I give virtues to those who give me virtues, those who behave good with me. Others fear with others not. So it is what? It's, I am not actually virtuous, all virtuous. So all virtuous means first aspect that I have learned to pick up virtue from everyone. And then this is the discrimination within my own self-checking. Do I have discrimination in donating the virtues? It means still in that virtue, this body consciousness is mixed, and so it is not pure virtue. So it will not give the power to others, even I give to somebody who I favor, because it has not become blessed. Other day Baba said that just like you distribute prasad, you distribute toli, it is offered to Baba. In the same way, virtues should be offered to Baba. So then when I have offered it to Baba, so it is my virtues, but when it is my consciousness is filled in it, I have to check in this consciousness, is my quality, my virtues filled in it, or it is given by Baba, and that virtue I am donating. That will give that power to other person. Otherwise, last Murli with Baba said that when it is you see someone's specialities, then you become attached to that. Or the other person becomes heavy, you have given something and that person wants to give you back because feels obliged to give something. Or become impressed and becomes attached. So then it is virtuous by this essenceful or fragranceful is possible only when there is no discrimination. So how to discriminate, your question, is when there is no discrimination. The proof of discrimination is that what others need is when I have gone beyond this discrimination, whom should I give and whom I don't give. Like the fragrance flower, the flowers are not discriminating. The fragrance should go better here and less here. If you go in the garden, the flowers do not say, I give more fragrance to the children because they are very innocent. And I give less fragrance to the elderly one because they are a little bit tricky. Or I give more fragrance to my neighbor and next to my, to the foreigners I give less. The garden, the flowers will have the natural fragrance for everyone the same. So when this is the consciousness of the fragrance, this flower's virtues in me, which I inculcate, it is by when it is being given, it is given naturally as God's gift. Then this donation is prasad, then this virtues is blessed virtues, and it is a blessing which makes me blissful. Otherwise, it can make us egocentric, and we can compare our virtue with the weakness of others. So with fragrance, it's a bad smell in it then. So we are still flower, but which flower? It is essenceful, but which is essenceful? So might means here, it's a totally detached stage. The power is, when I'm attached, it has become weak, because it causes sorrow to others. With attachment, anything is given. It is also ego in the self, and it makes people obliged. If they cannot do the same way, then they feel guilty. The karmic account is created, and that becomes a bondage. It does not become me light. It does not make me free. So lighthouse, it is just like it is sitting there with all this knowledge full. We are powerful only when this soul consciousness knowledge is filled in our consciousness, in our subconscious, in our chitta as well. Then vritti is good. And so Baba says, what is the donation of virtues? Is your vritti and vibrations, you serve them and give cooperation through that. That is the power. Because it is subtle thing. When anything becomes subtle, it has more power. Gross is power, it's heavy. But power means which is influencing others and overpowering others. Which is more powerful? For example, a flower or its fragrance? Which is more powerful? And it is powerful only because the flower is detached from its fragrance. And it is full with it. It is not limited. It is not limiting its fragrance. Then what is coming? Cooperation coming from the air automatically. The flower is not sending fragrance anywhere. It's the air taking the flowers everywhere. So Baba's, then power is filled in it. When I am detached from the virtues which we are giving, in that is the power. Then Baba is automatically touching that soul. So this is why it is Baba's virtues, it is Baba's power. Baba has given. I think that Murli was also one of the Sunday Murli. Consider that it is these virtues are given by God to that soul, and so you are not attached to the person, but you are happy by taking the virtue from that soul. And then it becomes a powerful, because then you are completely beyond where it went, to whom it went. Virtues given without is shared without I consciousness or my consciousness. So this is the subtle checking that Baba is asking us to have now. So it is power to also to accept what weakness I have. That is the main. Most of the time, what we are weak in, we we can accept in front of Baba. We can accept our weakness or realize in silence. Let us check deeply. Is this really honest checking? Honest change? Honest realization? Do I have power to face my weakness with somebody else is showing me a mirror? When someone else is showing me my mirror, am I making excuses at that time? Am I at that time, which level I am? What kind of might I have? Of a Maharathi, of a horse rider? Whenever any kind of mirror is given, it is not my weakness. It is expressed through me, but because of that person. So I know my weakness, but I don't accept my weakness. So it is internally I'm weak because I'm thinking, now this person is perhaps I'm losing my respect in this one's heart. But I am actually losing, not losing respect because I'm making excuse. I'm not changing. It takes me longer time to change when I make excuses. When I blame others. And this is what Baba said today. In this means that I am still Moon Dynasty soul. I am not sun. The sun, light of the sun, this deep understanding of the sun of knowledge is not shining in me. This power, the power to accept my weakness, is it means with honesty, with humility. I do not have to argue, I do not have to prove, but internally I need to accept only. Then I would not make an excuses. The moment I start blaming others, situations, people, problems, at that time I'm trying to cover that weakness and I'm not allowing myself to be detached from that. So if I have become so habitual, so natural that thing it is mine, because I take a shield of protection at that time. Excuses, I take the shield of protection so that I should be respected, not be insulted. What is deep within me? It's a weakness of not becoming free from that. And so here, the might house means really, as I am honest with Baba, I am honest with my own self. It's the power of honesty that make me power, the power of truth, in others, power of truth. And this comes through introspection. And that introspection is checking, inner inspection of myself. Then I am a checker and I am a maker of my life, maker of my fortune. With honesty, if I don't check, then when others show me my mirror, I get upset. And then what is happening? I lose my happiness. So I am not Khushnuma and I am not Khushnaseeb. Baba had said, when you are actually checking and saving your time and thoughts and going beyond this why, what, where, who, you are Khushnaseeb, means you are fortunate one, and you are always cheerful. Because here you feel the when I'm trying to pretend or I'm trying to make excuse, then I'm also internally wasting my thoughts and my time because I'm also thinking about others at that time, not thinking of myself. If I would have thought about myself, I would work on myself and I might make myself free. But when I don't think about myself and think about others, I'm increasing more weight on me. And so the fortune that I should create to be free, I am not. So I lose happiness, I spoil relationship, happiness is gone, and my connection with Baba and each other is also spoiled. Time, energy is wasted. So if I save, I learn to save it, store the energy, might is increasing. By donation, it's also increasing. But donation is possible only when it is stored. And storing is possible only when I make a space. If I don't have a space, I'm already full. Full with old stuff. New stuff cannot sit in it. And so, Baba, the truth, Sat, Chit, Anand, I can be blissful only when the knowledge is in a true form inculcated in me. Then it is Sat, it is truth, and it is power, and it is essence. This one word Sat has three meanings. Sat means truth, Sat means essence, and Sat means power. True knowledge is powerful, and the essence is in me, so I don't need to go into details, but it is valuable, it is powerful. Just like the knowledge, it can be drops of knowledge, which is also soothing and cooling. It has power to cool down, but then it finishes. Knowledge are also called pearls, its beauty, its value, but it can break. And its diamond, Baba the diamond merchant is giving me diamond, then this knowledge has become diamond, which is making my life diamond powerful, it doesn't break. So in true form of knowledge, so it is true, water is also true, drops of knowledge are also true, pearls are also true. But power is in the diamond, the sparkle is in the diamond. So this truth in myself brings the power, knowledge. Then this truth is naturally having my yoga also with Baba, with true consciousness, with not guilt consciousness, with joyful consciousness. Even I have recognized, I have felt this weakness is there, but because with honest heart I have accepted, I have become free, the soul is connected with Baba, and Baba fills the power to the soul, because Baba says, with honest heart Baba is pleased. So I get power from Baba's connection, and as Baba is pleased with me, then we get blessings from him. And result is blissful. So bless and bliss. The word Baba is using bless, and the meaning is he's saying bliss. So he's giving us blessings, he's making us blissful. But it's a balance. It's a balance of letting go and balance of the receiving full in me. So it is a balance of serving myself, and then I can serve others and I receive blessings from others. If I have not served my own self, I cannot serve others. And so this is why was today Baba saying lighthouse and might house, and the might house to be with all mights. So for all mights, there are different mights. Mights or powers are of different level. Virtues are of different level. All are mighty. Might is might. Knowledge is might. So the powers or mights that Brahmin have, is different. We have the power to face, power to protect ourselves, power to discriminate, power to judge, power to withdraw, all these eight powers. These are Brahmin powers. There's no need for this power in the deities. They are not divine powers. Brahmin need to become powerful in these powers. And it is knowledge makes me, when I become Brahmin, I get these powers. But then there are powers which are godly powers. Almighty's powers. Almighty's powers are Baba's knowledge, knowledgeful, loveful, peaceful, powerful, blissful, loveful. This is godly powers. Godly powers enables us, because I become child of the Almighty authority, then I have these eight powers of Brahmins. Then I become Sun Dynasty soul. When these two powers are combined. So taking powers from the Almighty, then following Brahma Baba with the eight powers, because both powers are working. Shiv Baba's powers were expressed through Brahma. And I'm Brahma Baba's child. So I'm following this Brahma Baba. So I become in this way knowledgeful. With yoga, with Shiv Baba, powerful. But senseful I become when I am following Brahma Baba. Because virtues are in connection with here, with human beings. And these virtues become powers. Then in the Golden Age, these powers are neither the power of knowledge is needed, neither this power, because there's no need to conquer anyone. So this power makes us victorious, Mahavir. So we have to see, am I Mahavir, victorious, Angad? Am I a horse rider or I am infantry? All are on the powerful army. So we are Shiv Shakti Pandav army. See, if this Baba said this morning, he's asking that Baba said, if somebody is thirsty of a glass of water and you are giving him a diamond or you are giving him the other power to face or to accommodate or tolerate, that person will not be happy. Now, this is also when we are really detached from our own selves. When we are detached from our own selves, then Baba gives that person that virtue through us. I don't have to discriminate. Because when I'm attached to myself, then I want to give what I want to give. And then keeping Baba in the middle, Karan Karavan Har, is making it happen. Then this virtue is given automatically to that soul, and that soul will be satisfied with me. Otherwise we are like our children and parents. Children have their own choice, but we think it is not good for the child, this is better for him, and so we want to give them because we are attached. Many times it happens where a mother is taking the child in the party and the child wants to have a different dress. Mother thinks it is my prestige. What kind of color this child is wearing? She is not going to wear the party dress. She should wear the dress which suits for the party. And the mother forces the child. What is this? Because she is attached of her honor. She is attached of her friends, of her respect or praise. So she is not giving her that because of attachment. So discrimination becomes not right because of attachment. In the same way, when we want to give others what they are asking, when I am attached, to that person, or I am attached to my own virtue, I cannot give them what they want. So in this aspect, when Baba is giving me virtue and he is Karan Karavanhar, he will do, I become detached from myself and detached from the weakness of that person. Then that virtue will reach them. So this three level of Karan Karavanhar then works together. That is the might in it. So I am practicing that I, the soul, am Karan Karavanhar. Of course, my mind, my intellect and sanskaras, I am holding them. I am directing them. So I am keeping the attitude pure. I am making my vision respectful. And then I am doing this. So I am Karan Karavanhar. It means I am master of my own sense organs. Then my virtues are Karan Karavanhar. I am helping. Virtues, I am Karavanhar. Virtues are Karanhar. Virtues are doing the work, not I am doing. So virtues are Karanhar, I am Karavanhar. Then virtues donated, then God is Karan Karavanhar. Then the power, godly power is filled in it, in them. So I don't have to discriminate, I have to only become detached. As I say, the flower does not discriminate how much fragrance it has to go to this. But it only becomes detached, unlimited, where it is going, how it is going. Air is taking it. So that was my point deep in myself. God is taking that, giving that virtue, that soul. So then the three level of Karan Karavanhar will make us donor, great donor, Dani, Mahadani and Vardani. Then we are full four-armed figure with four subject Vishnu, perfect, knowledgeful, powerful, essenceful and blissful and blessed souls. Om Shanti Dadi will come any minute, so I finish here. Om Shanti.